the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a dude, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day, so come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Guess like a guy like gonna start the old fashioned way, I guess.
How long has it? Oh wait, I want to turn those on.
Oh yeah, yeah. Ambiance.
Explain to people what I'm doing.
Yeah, gotta have our background lights on. Adam hung Christmas lights in the About Last Night podcast studio.
You know, I didn't buy fucking red Christmas lights from Target to just have them sit in my room and attract women who aren't coming over.
I mean, it definitely works for anyone that has like a Christmas fetish. If they
holiday fetishes,
yeah. I mean,
now, how come that's never like a topic or a segment on one of these Home and Garden? Like, now, Barb, when we come back, we're going to discuss how some couples like to put Christmas ornaments up their ass.
Yeah, sure. Hey, the Easter Bunny, one of the more sensuous of all the holiday mascots, as we all know, because obviously bunnies are a sign of fertility.
Of course. Now, in almost threw up there for a second. In Belgium, Barb, there is something called deep-throating the honeysucker. Now, that's where you try to fit as many Easter egg peeps, those chocolate peeps in your mouth while you're sucking a black guy's dick.
and then you try to say chubby bunny to see if you can still do it. As you're picking up, no guest today on the About Last Night podcast.
Yeah,
but
no guest would engage in such filth right off the bat.
Actually, Dr. Phil was here, but then once we started talking about sucking off black guys,
I'm out of here.
He's gone. So,
your problem is you guys talk too little, no pun intended, about your comedy and too much about holiday fucking.
Holiday fucking. See, if Mariah Carey is trying to come back with another big Christmas hit,
nice.
Holiday fucking. I mean, you know what I mean? All I Want for Christmas Is You, great song, great hit. But come on, holiday fucking.
That is a great idea for a Christmas album. That's all. An album that's like when we had Whitney Cummings on, remember we talked about what your fuck mix was?
Exactly.
Right? Like what's in your iPod when you're getting down and dirty?
Yeah.
Or getting up and clean, whatever.
Sure.
Why shouldn't there be somebody who just covers like songs that people fuck to?
Right.
But sing like. So it's like, you know, if Mariah Carey's next one was, you know, where she just sang, let's. What's the Al Green song? Sexual Healing.
Yeah.
Or that one, or, you know, anything by
Let's
Joe or R. Kelly.
Or
yeah.
Jodeci or anyone
just
of those.
Just like staple
Sweat.
Songs
sure.
that people fuck to, yeah.
Sure. And then, and just call the album Songs You Fuck To.
Holiday Songs You Fuck To.
Holiday Songs You Fuck To. I mean, now one might say that because Christmas is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's birthday, that maybe the whole fuck theme may not be good.
Sure.
And he was created without sex being involved. But you know what? Sex makes any holiday better. I'm pretty sure Martha Stewart said that. And,
hilarious.
You know, when you're
I just had
decorating.
An image of Martha Stewart being bent over with a turkey baster.
Oh my God.
that sounds like one of the things in Clue. Remember like when you play Clue, like, Martha Stewart in the kitchen with a turkey baster
and
for the win.
And that's how she came. Well, you got it right. You got it right. I thought it was Rachel Ray with the olive oil bottle, but in the bathtub, but I was incorrect. It was Martha Stewart in the crafts room with the turkey.
That would be a great game of Clue, where it's the chefs of TV Clue game edition. Who else is there though? Oh, I guess Paula Deen, and then
Paula Deen, obviously,
yeah, Paula Deen would be Paula Deen.
Who's the guy that says
in the basement with the black guys tied up?
Obviously. Emeril Lagasse.
Yeah.
Saying the bam.
Yeah.
Who
else is a famous chef? There's a lot of like really attractive young women on some of these cooking shows,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know the names.
I don't know him either.
Who is? There's another dude we're missing.
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. He would scream at you.
Yep.
Yeah. I like how we're going over like potential TV chef sex tapes. That's the kind of quality program.
Well, now
you
we
get
are.
Here.
We were talking about who was going to fill up the roles for the board game edition of Chef Clue.
Right. Well, I just imagine if like Gordon Ramsay would be the worst person to have in a sex tape because he'd be like, "That was the worst blowjob I've ever seen. You chew with your mouth open like an animal." Yeah, that can't be good now, for the woman's self-esteem right there.
Here's a great question, Brad. First of all, do you consider yourself a cook? Of any?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Now, in my house,
like you would not, if you had a girl over, yeah, you would figure something out. Like you have the innate skills and wherewithal.
As if, I mean, I learned many life lessons from the movie Mrs. Doubtfire, but one of the main lessons I've learned is that you call
Campbell's soup, put it in a big bowl.
You call a gourmet restaurant, you have it delivered, then you decorate it so it looks like you cooked
it.
And it looks like it's original.
Yes.
And then you get all the credit. That's how
great idea.
That's how I would do it.
Great idea.
I've learned pretty much all life lessons you can learn from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
How to straddle a mop while dude looks like a lady plays in the background.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much all there.
How to react when your kids see you dressed as a woman peeing.
Obviously,
she's a she. He's a she. She's a she.
My brother says, "Whoa!"
And then remember, he's like, "No, he's like, what are you talking about?" He's like, "He's got him. Who's got him? She does." Remember, and then he comes in. He's
I do.
You watch your mouth.
I do.
In his voice.
While dressed as the old woman who.
God.
And here's a scary part for me watching that movie is she was supposed to be British, right?
Yeah.
But like.
You have a Janiya Doubtfire, dude.
Yeah. But like, she kind of. Like, my grandma has like the Southern Belle accent.
Oh,
and
shit.
It's kind of similar, and they would kind of talk like that. So I would hear that voice and be. Thing about my grandma, but then seeing Robin Williams' hairy legs, and it kind of ruined things for me. Like, I'd go to grandma's house, and I would just be, like, glancing down, like, I don't know.
So you started to think, like, that maybe your grandma was hiding some stuff.
Sure. Who knows? It was very
strange. You couldn't separate that Robin Williams was a man dressed as a woman. You were like, he's doing such a good job portraying this that you're like, oh, all old women have hairy legs.
Absolutely.
And when is grandma going to reveal this to us? Possibly.
With a banana cream pie.
Grandma Williams with the banana cream pie and the hairy legs in the basement.
I do not want to know what that is. That's going to
A grandma banana cream pie?
Okay. The grandma banana cream pie. I'm pretty sure you can order that when you go to the Bunny Ranch.
Grandma banana?
Yeah, the grandma banana cream pie.
The grandma pie or something?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's when you orgasm while Barry Manilow's playing in the background.
Of course.
That sounds like something that would be it.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we get off this topic, what would be, though, your thing you would cook on those cooking shows? If you're on a cooking competition show.
Okay. I had one dish that I made in college whenever I was trying to get laid. Called it chicken a la Brad.
Oh, you know, my God. The fact that you named it and have your name in the title of the item
and,
is so adorable and so douchey at the same time.
Oh, absolutely
but
douchey.
By the way, absolutely douchey is either a band at Coachella or the tagline for a soap.
that Martha Stewart's new soap. It's absolutely douchey.
From the makers of Definitely Queefy.
From the makers of Definitely Queefy. That's the only time that's ever been said. Chicken a la Brad, which is a much fancier name. And what it actually is.
Oh, my God. By the way, I just have a fucking image of her asking what you're making, either through text or in person would be the best.
Oh, yeah.
What are we having tonight? Let's just play the scene. Ready?
Okay,
I'm the girl coming over.
Hey, Sherry, how are you?
Hey, it's Debbie. But
right.
What is, oh, my God, nice place. Is that, do you always have, do you have normal chairs or just high chairs or is it all...
listen, this is kind of a last minute thing, so sure. I had my chairs out that are there to fit me, but don't worry, I have some chairs for you.
Okay,
don't worry about it.
And I don't want to be rude, but there's condoms on the floor. I don't know if you're trying to send a message, because that's definitely not happening tonight.
Well, because for me, once I get hard, there's a time limit on that son of a bitch.
Oh.
So no matter where I am, I need to have condoms nearby.
Oh, it's a condition. I didn't know that.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my God. I feel part of
the dwarfism.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of offended by that.
By the way, let's just call it Zach Morris timeout on this scene, by the way. What a great thing, by the way, to do, because if you throw it on them, the same way you did at that concert when the guy, when you were getting the handicap seat, didn't want to have to stop you.
Exactly.
If you throw the dwarfism thing in their face, they can't question it.
Exactly.
So if you were like, yeah, I have a time limit on that, because of the dwarf. Okay, time back in.
Yeah.
So it's because of the dwarfism.
Right.
Oh, my God, that's incredible. Well, I'm so sorry. I feel...
You know what? It's okay. You're so nice and sweet just to be here. Yeah. I'm just happy to have some good company tonight.
Now I feel... Okay, well... okay, so what else? There's a bathroom, there's a room, there's a kitchen. Mm-hmm. The kitchen, and I see a lot of ingredients. You said... By the way, I gotta be honest. I was a little skeptical. You said you're cooking tonight. Yeah. I didn't know if that was like if you were just gonna make cookies or...
My people don't just make cookies.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Now I'm gonna have to fuck you. I didn't mean it like that. I just meant like if you were gonna make... I just meant cookies like... Because like I love cookies is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay,
but,
okay. Well,
but
yeah,
I didn't say
cookies,
because like that's all you made. Like,
okay.
Because you could make shoes or something, or...
My people are quite good craftsmen.
Yeah, you guys
we're not
are
just into cookies and shoes.
So what did you make? I see a lot of stuff out, but just what did you... Give me the menu of what I'm having tonight.
All right. Well, I just bought a nice bottle of Mountain Dew.
Oh, my God. Diet or...
Diet.
Wonderful.
It's a good year.
As you can tell, I have a little bit of...
Sure.
Well, the doctor calls it... I don't know. He says... It's, you know, love handles, but it's let's be honest, it's back fat. And I have a lot of back fat right now. And I'm, to be honest, when you saw me at the club, and by the way, I'm sorry that I kicked you. I just didn't see you. But
it happens. I fly low.
But the move you did when I kicked you, you like did a tumble roll and then you jumped up and did like a Michael Jackson Thriller thing into the bathroom.
Yeah.
That was fucking so fucking hot.
Inspiration by Carrie Strug.
Oh my God, Carrie, you know, a lot of people say I sound like Carrie Strug.
You kind of do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot.
It is hot. Well, play your cards right, and you could be on the fucking balance beam later.
Oh, hey now.
If you know what I'm saying.
I like that.
No, I brought a balance beam in the car, so I was going to say, if you play your cards right, we can bring it out and play.
Okay, yeah.
And reenact the 96 Olympics.
I can totally work on that. I'll play Bela Lugosi. You can play Carrie.
Oh, my God.
I'll carry you off.
That's actually super hot, because we all had a crush on him.
Obviously.
Yeah. It was that deep, the way he would yell at us. He would go, hey, get back on the beam, you fucking sluts. And it was really like...
You are beautiful as hell, but I'm going to ask you not to do that voice anymore.
Oh, my God.
Kind of a boner killer.
Well, okay. Well, you know, guess what? When I'm blowing you, I'm gonna blow you like this, like Bela Lugosi.
You know, I'll take it.
By the way, Bela Lugosi was the name of the move that he would to the girls who... Well, there were some charges filed.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. Dominique Mocianu. She was 13.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would get really aggressive with her. And he was like, I'm going to give you a Bela Lugosi later.
Oh, that's horrible.
And she was... So innocent, and I don't know. I don't want to get into
it. It's too bad they didn't have Dateline NBC back then.
Oh, no, they didn't. And if they did, I mean, Chris Hansen would have...
He would put a kibosh on that.
He would have popped up out of the chalk bowl.
Sure.
And just been like, hey, mister, you will not fuck this country up. We have an Olympics to win. Anyway, I'm getting off track. Okay, so bottle of Mountain Dew. What else?
Yes. And then I've prepared for you a very special...
Oh, my God.
Chicken a la Brad.
Oh, yeah.
I see by your stunned silence that you're very impressed.
What?
Let me tell you.
The fuck is chicken a la Brad?
Chicken a la Brad. It's my own special recipe. It's where I will grill a chicken breast for you. Very nice. And then I take some Velveeta cheese. And
oh, my God.
And I melt it on top.
Whoa.
And then I put a barbecue drizzle.
Oh, my God.
On top of that.
Okay, so see, that sounds so delicious.
So we banging now or banging after the chicken a la Brad? What's happening here?
I mean, I have dropped character because that sounds incredible. Oh, my God.
I like how I gave it a fancy name, chicken a la Brad, but really it's about as white trash as you can get. Like melted Velveeta cheese on top of
Brad,
a chicken
that's
breast.
That's incredible. I misread you. I misjudged the situation. God, that's great. Wait, now when's the last time you've cooked chicken a la Brad?
Not to
bring up a sore subject.
All right, chicken a la Brad.
When's the last time you cooked for a woman, man?
Last time I cooked for a woman?
When's the last time you had the loving embrace of a female after you cooked her a nice hearty meal?
Chicken a la bread.
When's the last time you said we're having chicken a la bread?
Oh, geez, this might have been 4 or 5 years ago, but right. I think I got to bring that move back.
I think you do.
I do.
Dust it off, solid. Man.
Yeah, dust it off. I mean, I'm pretty sure the chicken breasts that I bought in college, I probably still have a couple, and they're probably still good. I'm guessing.
Oh, God.
It's like 8 years old, but they put a lot of preservatives in that thing, right?
Hilarious.
It's all right.
All right. Well, that's my item, since I have to. Mine would probably be, I mean, I would want to get creative.
How does Adam Ray seduce the ladies?
Oh, man.
What do you prepare for
well,
them?
Well, the few times I've really figured it out have been some sort of gnocchi pasta. Gnocchi or gnocchi? Gnocchi?
You're looking at me like I know what the fuck I'm talking
it's
about.
It's spelled like G-N-O-C-C-H-I. So first of all,
if it's not Chef Boyardee, I don't know what the hell it is.
Well, yeah, so that
I made you some beefaroni.
Hilarious. That would be the go-to. But you know what's funny? You can make beefaroni look fancy. If you put that into a really nice bowl and decorate it.
Absolutely. Put a little basil on it.
They should do it like the way they do it for those commercials when they trick me like, you know, you're actually eating Domino's or it's
oh, right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is actually a Domino's pasta, which, by the way, fuck you, Domino's. People in those commercials would be like, this is the best spaghetti I've ever had. And they're like, right. It's actually Domino's. And they were at a nice Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude. Have you seen that pasta?
I have.
It's stuck together like glue and fucking pencil shavings.
Right.
It's just like the
I'm pretty sure the Play-Doh pasta that you made back in the day would be a little more appetizing.
It would be much more tasty.
Yeah.
I would probably go, if it wasn't beefaroni, it'd be some sort of spaghetti bolognese concoction.
Okay.
A nice salad.
Okay.
No, not just straight from the bag. I would like really.
So you don't just get the leaf lettuce and grab some dressing.
I handpick all the lettuce leaves from a farm in Nova Scotia.
That's effort, my friend.
And then maybe a side of baked beans.
Side of baked beans. That's a ballsy move.
I'm just kidding.
You want to fart later in bed, sir? It's a ballsy move, baked beans.
I don't. You know what? Probably in wine.
There you go.
Now and then, I put some options out that some might think are a little unorthodox.
Okay,
some wheat toast, some brown sugar pop tarts.
Well, that I mean, you say that they
some
might
orange
like
juice,
like they would turn down
some
brown
oatmeal.
Sugar
I want a balanced breakfast, dueling it out with the dinner I've prepared, and I want you to have to choose. And that's a true sign of love because if she goes for the pop tarts, I go, you can stick around for a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Ski, I thought you would have breakfast food out there because you let the woman know, like, hey, I'm cooking you dinner right now, but if you stay over, this is coming for you.
Here's what will be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's,
come for the beefaroni, stay for the Pop-Tarts.
Oh, my God. If that.
You should get that tattooed right above your dick, Adam Ray. Come for the beefaroni, stay for the Pop-Tarts.
Oh, my God, dude. If that was a pitch by any guy to any girl and she stuck around, they'd have to get married the next day.
Put a ring on it at that point.
Oh, my God. Come for the beefaroni, stay for the Pop-Tarts.
Stay for the Pop-Tarts.
Is the best thing I've heard in a long time. That kind of describes me.
Yeah. I think we just named your second album, my friend.
You know me too well, man.
Come
for the, or no, it's just come for the beefaroni.
Yeah, come for the beefaroni.
Because there's a lot of different ways you could go with that.
Absolutely. I mean,
I love beefaroni so much that I'd come for it. Like, that's one way I'd take it.
That was the only way I was interpreting it, personally.
If beefaroni, like that scene in Harold and Kumar when Kyle Penn is having sex with the weed. Remember, he has the dream fantasy?
Yeah.
It's like me with the beefaroni. If there's a giant bowl of beefaroni in my fantasy, and it's like, come for me, baby.
You're like, it's beefaroni. I got to. I mean, I'm pretty.
You'd probably be a big black woman, right?
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah.
Come for me, baby.
Come
you want some of this beefaroni?
Oh, shit. that sounds about right.
And then you hear in the background, hey, who is that? Easy, SpaghettiOs. You'll get your turn.
That fat motherfucker's killing us.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I mean, because that's natural. SpaghettiOs, beefaroni, very sexy. Someone starts taking penne pasta, trying to make that sexy? Hey,
no,
man.
You can't do it.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Back up a little
bit. Yeah, what country were you born in?
Exactly.
Speaking of countries.
Segway, Madam Ray.
I walked into my apartment literally 10 minutes before we sat down here.
Right.
From a weekend in Lake Tahoe over the 4th of July, which I'll get into in a moment. But
yeah.
You have been on the adventure.
I have been.
Of a lifetime. And yes. not just because you went to one of the biggest sporting events on the planet,
right?
But you went to a country you've never been to.
Yep.
That potentially was a country that could have held you hostage.
Yep.
That was a country that put you in situations where you might have gotten kicked out of an airport bar hours into your journey.
That happened.
That was the first Instagram picture I saw you post.
Yeah.
Shirtless, saying just got kicked out of a bar, and you're making your standard Brad Williams woo face and arms in the air. To express your joy for the moment.
Listen,
I was just like, man, he is gonna have a fucking great time.
Yeah.
Or this is like, you know,
that's how we kick it off, my friend. That's how we kick it off. I went to Brazil for the World Cup. I went to Brazil with Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Show and my brother-in-law Kevin, who we'll just call Captain Bad Idea. So we don't get confused. And yes, before the trip really even started, I got to go. We were in the lounge for American Airlines, and Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Show busts out a Speedo that is in Brazil colors, and he just looks at me and goes, "How much for you to wear this right now?"
Oh, nice.
And I said, "Kevin, if you know me, you know you can't even put a price on reactions like that." I grab the Speedo, I go to the bathroom, I change into it, and this is a packed lounge, and I just walk out with my Brazil Speedo on and just start watching soccer games on the TV.
Like it's nothing.
Like, like, hey, I'm a midget. This is my culture.
Yeah.
Respect it.
Oh, dude, that's so great. And you know what's great, man? You're creating, again, more stereotypes. People
right.
see you. They're like, midgets wear Speedos when they watch soccer.
That's what we do. Listen, the same wave a black guy walks out wearing a daishiki
yeah.
going like, hey, this is Kwanzaa week. You're like, oh, fuck, I didn't yeah. know.
You didn't know.
Yeah.
Because, again, what are you going to ask?
Yeah.
People are too, not insensitive, too insecure about making you feel bad about, you know, offending you. Being
right.
like, are you wearing that for soccer or to be funny?
Yeah.
And of course, if they asked you that, you would say,
oh, I'm wearing it for soccer.
Yeah, How dare you?
Yeah, this is my people's tradition.
So the reactions you got in the faces are priceless.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, one thing I didn't anticipate were the two was the 8 and 10-year-old boys that walked around the corner and saw me. And of course, their dad's looking at me like, I don't know what this is.
How do I explain this?
You know, like, I can teach about the birds and the bees, not the midgets and the Speedos.
Oh, there needs to be a band named the Midgets and the Speedos. Oh, that needs to happen so bad. Someone out there, start a band just so you can call it the Midgets and Speedos. You don't even have to be good. You will have a song on the charts just because every DJ wants to come out of break going, that was the Midgets and the Speedos with their number one hit, I Can't Reach the Cookies. Midgets and the Speedos.
Oh.
Yeah, he probably had an easier time telling his kids that there was no Santa Claus than try to tell them why the midget man
is
wearing
you
Speedos.
Stumped him.
Yeah, so when that happened, when the kids saw me, then the staff there at the American Airlines lounge thought, well, we should probably ask this guy to leave.
Oh.
So they did. And you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
We got a great story
out
of it.
How long did you get to enjoy yourself before?
About 3 minutes. About 3 minutes before they kicked us out.
So maybe they must have, by the way, that lets you know where they're from. How quickly they reacted to that. Either that's happened before and they were like prepared. And on the lookout for it.
Right.
As soon as they saw you there, I was like, all right, they fucking put a timer up. Like,
yeah.
As soon as it gets to the Speedo, Ron, get in there with the pepper spray.
Yeah, and that's how the trip started off. And then we flew to Manaus, Brazil, which Manaus, to explain what this city is, you cannot get there via road. You have to either fly there or get there on a boat from the Amazon.
Gotcha.
So this is a jungle. It is on the equator. So it's hot as balls, and we got to see USA Portugal, and that was the
first game.
Yeah, that was the 2-2 tie game.
Go ahead.
Also, this hotel has a zoo behind it, and we're like, oh, it's a zoo, so let's go check it out, right?
Yeah.
The first cage, which is right by the hotel, jaguar.
Oh my God!
Very large jaguar.
Oh my God! How much? Space in between you and the cage.
Like you can walk up and shake the bars if you want to. This is Brazil. They're like, if you get fucked up by a jaguar, we don't give a shit.
You had it coming.
Oh yeah. So
because I, you know, there's the Amazons in Brazil, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So already I'm feeling like their laws and on just kind of caging up animals has not got to be too strict because they're like, look, they're fucking living freely like 20 yards from here.
I mean, he had a big cage. He had a lot of stuff in there to do. You know, had a tire swing.
Like what, a Sudoku and some
shit? It was like the MTV Cribs.
Grey's Anatomy DVDs. Yeah.
Oh, who doesn't?
The MTV Cribs for fucking
Jaguars. Yeah, it was perfect. So we saw a bunch of animals, and it was just and to
did
see.
Did you wear the Speedo there?
Well, I'm not exposing.
I feel like they wouldn't kick you out. They'd put you in a fucking cage of your own. Here's another attraction. Or like, we had not anticipated. Yeah.
You could go see the Jaguar, or we just got a midget in a Speedo. Well, obviously we know which one we're going to go
straight
see
from the States.
Yeah,
he flew himself over too. We didn't have to bring him over on an Operation Dumbo drop plane.
I was not going to wear that Speedo around that Jaguar and expose my meaty white thighs. That thing would jump through the bars to get at these sons of bitches.
Wow.
But it was a blast. Now, here's where things get real interesting.
By the way, meaty white thighs will be opening for midgets and Speedos.
God, I hope so. We get done.
And it's sponsored by KFC. Yeah. Keep going.
We get done with the game, and it's the stadium's packed, and we're all running out there.
You got to answer this for me real quick.
Okay,
because
sure.
As a sports fan, it's the walk up to a stadium is like an amazing moment for any sports fan. Walking the first time I walked into the new Seattle Mariners stadium, walking up that ramp and seeing the field.
Yeah.
Same thing with any sort of NBA stadium or football stadium. When you walk up and you see the field, that reveal
to you.
It's like you feel like you're walking into a movie or like the shot of a movie that slow reveal, and then
all of a sudden you
see just a narrow pathway and then the whole field. So explain what that was like.
I mean, walking up the stadium, everyone's wearing the USA jerseys. There's so many Americans there. There's some Portugal people there, and we're kind of like friendly booing and stuff.
Super loud.
And just like everyone's so passionate. There's this chant that like all the USA fans would do where they just start jumping up and down going, I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
Oh, man.
And when you have a whole section doing that, it's like you're like if there was a 300 thing right now and I had to fight some fucking Persians, I could do it.
Holy
like I could go out there with a spear and make this happen. And you're just
how many people you think was doing that at the same time?
Oh, my God. Thousands.
That's incredible.
Thousands, because they would
That's
sell
a battle cry, dude.
Yeah, they would sell sections of the stadium off to the countries.
Awesome.
So you would have your whole
That's so
section.
Smart. Yeah,
yeah, and you're just in there with all the Americans. There's people with face paint. There's people with Captain America stuff. There's people with Spider-Man outfits.
Yeah,
because
if you were in another
crazy.
Section, if you were like in the Zimbabwe section,
right,
and they were, and you were trying to do I believe that we will win, and they were contrasting you with like.
Yeah, and then they just turn and they see me as an American. They go, dart, done. I'm out. It's gone. I swear we're gonna go on a bunch of sidetracks, but we will get back to it. In terms of the people dressing up, that's what I noticed. Every fan or a lot of fans come to see their team play dressed as the stereotype of their country. Which was hilarious, because like you have Americans in Captain America, you have Mexicans with sombreros and bandoleros around them, you have Germans wearing the what were those things they wear during Oktoberfest? Lederhosen. They're wearing the Lederhosen. They're dancing around. They come dressed their stereotype. You have Japanese people dressed as car crashes. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Wait a minute. For real on that last one?
Maybe not. But. That part was cool. So
that's amazing. Now the amount of people the stadium holds.
Oh,
because I mean, largest sporting event you've ever been to, right?
Largest sporting event in terms of number of people, the USC games would hold like 93,000.
That's right.
In the Coliseum.
That's right.
But these would hold about 70,000, 78,000. So a lot of fucking people.
Can you see the action well?
Yeah, okay. We had great tickets.
And is it? I've never been to a live soccer game. Is it? Similar to like hockey, where you're just always into it because there's just every moment is.
I mean, it's a little slower than hockey, just because obviously when
there's like, more stops and starts. Huh?
Yeah, more stops and starts, but God, to see a World Cup game live is just so intense, and you're so into it because it's not just your team, it's your country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you feel like you're being represented on that field, so you're just going nuts. And like I said, the live chants. and obviously just drinking with so many Americans. Like you walk in and guys are like, I'm from Denver. You're like, great. But you're bonding. It's like some other guy's like, I'm from Ohio, and everyone's just buying each other drinks, and you're all sitting down and you're rallying behind this common cause, which is just it's just fun. We saw the game, and this is USA Portugal. We're walking out, and we're all jacked because the USA tied, and it was a last minute thing. We're bummed out, but then we're trying to get cabs. We can't get them because it's just so many people. And then Captain Bad Idea goes, "Hey guys, Brad, you stay here because you can't really move that fast. But yeah, we'll run ahead, get a cab, come pick you up."
No.
And I was like, all right, great.
No. Leaving Brad is what I hear, alone.
Leaving Brad. So they run ahead to go get a cab. Not a minute and a half after that happens, a guy comes up, puts... I feel something really hard in my side, which, you know, I thought for a second.
That's what she
maybe.
Said.
But, and he just comes up to me and he goes,
"Oh. By the way, wait, real quick. How many times have you mistaken dicks for guns?"
Oh, so often. I mean, we both went to USC. It's right in the heart of South Central Los Angeles. Yeah, it would happen all the time.
Yeah.
Very common mistake.
"Give me all your goddamn money. Please, I don't want any trouble." He's like, "You mean you don't want any jizz?" You're like, "What?
What happened?" Right. So the guy comes up. And he says, "Wallet, phone, now." And he's got...
And what are you thinking?
And well, here's the thing is I think I said this on the podcast when we did before I went to Brazil.
The phone call, yeah.
Yeah, where I was told by the U.S. State Department, make sure you have a fake wallet and a fake phone on you for when you get mugged.
What the shit?
Yeah, they tell you that. Have a fake wallet and a fake phone on you.
Okay.
So the guy comes up, "Wallet, phone, now." And I'm like the guy that's like been doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu for like 30 years going, now finally getting into a fight going, "Holy shit, I trained for this moment."
Yeah.
Fake wallet, fake phone. Awesome.
Yeah.
So I take out the fake wallet.
So you're kind of excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to be mugged.
You weren't at all like feared for your life?
I wasn't scared because I had the fake wallet and the fake phone. So I just hand the fake wallet and the fake phone, and he grabs it and just jets off. And then I immediately start just busting up laughing, A, because I prepped for this, B, because before I left and I got this fake phone, I loaded it up with dick pics.
Nice. Your own or just those from the internet?
A mix.
Just a Google catalog?
It was a nice plethora. Yeah, you know, we had a nice buffet of dick pics to choose from. Buffet of dick pics also opening up.
Yeah, buffet of dick pics. Midgets and Speedos.
Yeah, for Midgets and Speedos.
And definitely Queefy.
Yes. And I just started laughing. And then
hilarious.
This local guy runs up. He's like, "Are you okay?" Because he like saw what happened. And I'm laughing going, he's got the phone and it's got my dick in it. And it's like, I'm trying to explain. And that's what that's when my buddies came up with the taxi and then we hopped in.
Jesus.
But
man.
Yeah, that was like night two that happened.
I guess it's just standard. So I mean, if you were warned about it, I guess what percentage of you was like, all right, if people were telling me this is gonna happen, it's gonna happen.
And we all were prepared. We all had the fake walls and the fake phones and all that. And it really didn't faze me at all, which is strange because you think about it, like a guy had a fucking gun to my side. Like I should have been fazed by that.
And nobody around stopped. They're just like, oh, this is what happened. Like, could they not really tell?
I mean, he was very sort of discreet about it, and he got up close to me. But really, if you saw a guy holding a gun to a midget, you probably think it's like a sketch being played out. Like you probably think it's like street performers.
Hilarious.
Like, oh yeah,
watch.
We should tip them.
Yeah. How's he gonna get out of this predicament? How are the women?
Oh, dude.
Because that's all I hear about Brazil is women. The women are the best. Hey, easy, Bela Lugosi. The women are the best. They're the best. I teach them how to do backflips into my car bed.
That's all you should hear about is the women there. Because the women in Brazil are on another level, bro.
Unlike anything.
It's and
like just like walking around, like just everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And,
not even like the places where beautiful women would
go.
No,
like in we went to where were we? We were in Rio, and there was like this street party that we heard about. It's just like a block party. It's a massive block party. And we went there. There's all these bars lining it. And we go there, and there's just like the street party where you're like, what the? This is in the middle of a city, and these women are just, they look like all look like Maxim models.
Oh, God.
And they're just walking around, and a couple of them were wearing like thong bikinis at an outdoor party. The beach is nowhere near it. What? And they're like, I don't care. We're out in the public, thong bikini. And you see just the most gorgeous women with hideous looking men. Just like fat.
Why does that happen?
Fat dudes that have like, I don't know, it's Brazil. So they're like, hey, I've got a one bedroom apartment. They're like, fucking sign me up.
Oh man.
So yeah. Unreal.
So everywhere, even at like a 7-Eleven, you just see like smoking Brazilian women working the cash register.
Yes.
You're like, I'd like all the taquitos. Give me everything in that turn dial for hot steamy Rolodex.
Yeah. In Brazil, it's just guava everything. Everything's guava flavored.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. It's like okay. I'd like some breakfast. I'd like some eggs with guava. Like. They just like come out with guava. You know,
that sounds like the Brazilian sitcom. And the listeners can't see how Brad just perked up. By the way, you grew like 3 feet when you perked up.
I really
with
did.
The guava in your hands to present it.
I'd like to buy some suntan lotion, please, with guava. okay.
Hey, how much for the Brazilian anal wax?
Oh, you got
it depends.
Regular?
Do you want it with guava?
Regular or with guava? It's so much nicer with guava. Oh my god,
hilarious.
Yeah, everything was guava. It was an unreal experience. I'm going to tell. I got to tell.
You have so many stories. Yeah. I mean, I feel like you can't go on a trip like this and come back with just like,
we flew around.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, the games were cool. Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah, there's not that.
It's, by the way, that's what's great, also, listeners, about being friends with comedians, is they're much more observant with their stories.
Right.
And like they take like things that happen, like you're conditioned as a comedian to pick up on things.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously you get, you know, robbed at gunpoint. No one's going to forget that.
Right.
But I mean, like all of these other little stories you're about to drop on us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were good. And during the time, I was like, oh God, this is going
to
be great later.
Tell us, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is another great thing about being a comedian, because even if you're going through something awful, you're like, well, this is going to be a great story.
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be fun.
A great bit.
Right. So we go to we're in five different cities. We went to a city called Belo Horizonte. And we were going there to see the USA-Germany game. Now, the day before the game, we find out that there's a sort of USA pre-party, like a pep rally thing.
Nice.
And we're like, okay, well, let's go to that. It's at this nightclub. We're like, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
So we go to the party, and the line is literally three blocks long. We're not getting in. I'm like, what the fuck? And you
couldn't pull any sort of like club bouncer thing where you're like, I know Dave.
Well, we're like trying to think, and we're like, well, let's
Dave,
go.
Who? With guava? Dave with guava?
Dave with guava? We know Dave with guava. Oh, okay, come on in. So we go, you know what? Well, let's try to go up to the front. Let's see what we can do.
Because
we're with Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Show. He's on a lot of lists. Like, he knows people. So we're like, all right, well, maybe we'll try this. So he goes up. And he tries to say like, "Hey, I'm with I'm with K-Rock and you know Kevin Bean Show." Not working. Then while we're doing that, someone from behind the bouncer, who works at the club, looks, sees me, and goes, "Jackass, Wee Man." And for the first time ever in my life, I go, "Yes, I am. Oh. Yes, I am Wee Man from Jackass. I'm that guy."
Well played.
And they just go, "Oh, come on in. So they say, "Who are these three guys?" Like, and I go, "Oh, these are my bouncers." They go, "Oh, okay, well then they should come in too." These three guys do not look like bouncers. You can see them from my Instagram photos. One's like in his mid-50s.
Yeah.
The other looks like a weaker version of Jim from The Office. And the other looks like, I don't know, he just looks like an IT nerd. He's our friend John.
Not guys that would be stopping bar fights.
No, not at all. And they go, yeah, they can come in.
Awesome.
So we go in. Kevin from Kevin and Bean Show gets absolutely shit-faced on vodka.
Awesome.
And this guy's in his 50s, and he parties like a damn 20-year-old. This dude.
It's the best.
So
you also kind of you're in Brazil. Like, there's got to be an element of it.
Let's
pulling,
live it up.
It's pulling sometimes out of you that you're maybe not, even if you're not ready, like you wake up, you're looking around, you see those bars, you see those women.
Yeah.
Everybody's throwing guava in your fucking face. Like,
right.
You're not going to not
have the time of your life.
You got to. If a transsexual hooker walks up to you, you're like, that's Brazil.
Whoa. All
that's
right.
what they do
that
here.
Sounds like that's the fucking third story.
Maybe.
That story sounds like it's in the on deck circle.
Maybe. So we're at this party, and this is the pre-party still, and all of a sudden the music stops. And
when you walked in?
Well, no, this is like we're partying and all that.
Did they give you like a Jackass table? Did they give you treatment? Like, they gave
us a bottle of vodka, so that was nice.
That's amazing.
That was, I think, Kevin from Kevin Bean.
Just to know what Wee Man can expect when he goes to Brazil. What?
Yeah, exactly.
Get,
hey, Wee Man, if you listen to this podcast, you got to go to Brazil, man. You're gonna be treated like a damn king. Yeah. So they stop the music, and then all of a sudden, this sort of host guy comes out, and he's like, are we gonna win the game tomorrow? Everyone's like cheering. Yeah, we're gonna win. And are we gonna beat the Germans? Yeah, we're gonna beat the Germans. And then he says, "Well, we got some supporters right here. The president is here. The president, Teddy Roosevelt." And so, and some guy walks out dressed as Teddy Roosevelt, and he like gives a little speech like, "I walk tall, carry a big stick." Yada yada.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he says, "And we got one more guy here. He's the new player on the team. He's gonna anchor the defense. The anchor man is here." And we're like, "Oh, cool! A Ron Burgundy impersonator is gonna come out and talk." Nope. Will Ferrell himself walks
out on
the stage and goes, "I'm here. I'm going to play for USA, and I'm going to bite every single member of the German team."
As Ron Burgundy? No.
No, as Will Ferrell. And we're just like, this is unbelievable.
You went crazy.
I have a video of it on my Instagram. So go to my Instagram, Bradwood's Comic.
Incredible.
And you can see it. And yeah, just Will Ferrell shows up. We're like, what?
Did you go talk to him about SC and stuff or no?
I tried, but he was in and out. He was just in.
Yeah. Probably for that little moment.
Yeah, did his pep rally shit. And
dude, that's incredible.
Done.
People must have lost their minds.
Oh, when ape shit. Because you just saw Teddy Roosevelt. You're not exactly thinking that an A-list superstar is going to be in a small nightclub in fucking Brazil.
Misdirection. That's incredible.
It was unreal. All the games were unreal. We got to see Brazil play Chile in Brazil, which, don't get me wrong, I've been to the Seahawks stadium. I've seen their Seahawks props. Just some of the most badass fans I have ever seen.
And that was like one of in the height of their fandom. Yeah. That game most, we went to, the Niners game.
Yeah,
where they
most passionate fans. You guys have nothing
on
Brazilians watching Brazil play. Just got, like they would run they, when like the substitute from the substitutes from the other team would walk around to try to warm up. The Brazilians would just run to the railing, all of them, and just start yelling shit
at
these guys. And I don't know what they were saying because it was in Portuguese, but it all ended with puto, so it didn't sound good. There were grown men crying when Brazil would miss a pass.
Oh my god!
It was like a revival.
It's like life
meeting.
Or death for them.
It really is. It was insane. And We all bought Brazil jerseys just so we'd be like, okay, if some shit goes down, like we're gonna say
hilarious.
Like,
ah,
Brazil, go,
yeah.
And the game went to penalty kicks, and when that happened, we're like, okay, if Chile wins, we're running the fuck out of here because they were gonna riot. They were absolutely.
That was my next question. How often do riots happen? And are there little scuffles just all the time? Because
we saw a couple fights. We saw a fight in a restaurant. And the thing is in Brazil, pretty much everyone knows some version of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Like everyone's kind of
some version.
I've taken a couple classes. So
kind of like everybody in the States has like done cursive writing at some point in their life.
Yeah,
these people just dabble in a little martial arts training.
The same way every white person has had a pumpkin spice latte. Everyone in Brazil has had some sort of Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Sure.
So at one point, this one patron of a restaurant stands up and starts cursing at a waiter. I don't know what he did. Maybe he didn't put guava in his shit.
Or maybe he was allergic to guava. Yeah, the guy kept being adamant about it.
Why do you keep giving me guava?
I told you I don't like the guava.
I don't like it.
The only Italian guy in Brazil. Yeah.
Now I have to use my EpiPen so I can live. EpiPen with guava? No, fuck you. By the way,
the people at home can't see your face when you stop to do the with guava thing.
With guava?
Oh, my God.
It just lights up.
Your eyes light up. You're so happy.
So this dude is yelling at the waiter. The waiter says something like, fuck you, and then he goes back to the kitchen. The dude chases him back to the kitchen.
Oh, no.
Like, no, I'm fucking you up. And then, like, total cartoon style of the 80s, we hear some bang, crash, whatever going on in the kitchen. And all of a sudden, the waiter comes out dragging the guy, dragging him by his neck, like he's got him in a headlock. He's dragging him out, and he lays him out on the sidewalk, passed the fuck out. And we don't know how it happened.
What?
He ran in, and then he walks out, just passed out.
Just walking sleeper hold.
Yeah, just done. The guy woke up like 2 minutes later. His friends explained to him what he did, and then he went over and bought the waiter a drink. So it was like, oh, shit, okay.
Dude, thank God.
This is what they do here.
I thought you were going to say then he woke up in a hospital bed, and he rolls over, and they go, Damon, are you okay? And they're like, sorry, sir, he's not going to make it. And they're like, wait, he's trying to say something.
With guava.
Flashlights right there. It was just an unreal experience.
That's an amazing story, and I'm so glad you got to go. We'll be right back with more About Last Night podcast right after this.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Martha Stewart. You know, Thanksgiving's coming up. It's just around the corner. And, of course, the holiday season means something different to everybody. It's a time to get with your family, to hate your family, to love your family, but most importantly, to enjoy good food and good tidings. So why not enjoy both of those things with my newest product, Martha Stewart's Anal Butt Baster? It's to put inside of the turkey or inside of yourself. And nobody says that Thanksgiving should be just for the turkeys. So why not take that anal butt baster by me, Martha Stewart, dip it in some French onion soup, and squeeze it on your uncle or your auntie's tits. That way, everybody can taste Thanksgiving all year long. Because by the way, that French onion soup, it's staying there. So you can lick it off or bite it off next Thanksgiving. Anyway, they're $49.99 on MarthaStewart.com, or you can order them through eBay. Click on the Amazon banner, and I get a couple of kickback dollars. As if I need them. Anyway, I gotta go because I've got a whole bunch of guys in the basement ready to give me a Thanksgiving bukkake.
Thanksgiving bukkake is the encore band after Thanksgiving Midget Bukkake. Speedos. That's what happens. Now, that was a fake ad. Here's a real one.
Oh, boy.
MyMetalBusinessCard.com, everybody.
Hell yeah.
That's right. These are some of our first big sponsors. We know these guys. We love these guys. MyMetalBusinessCard.com. What's MyMetalBusinessCard.com, you may ask? Well, you got to make an impression in the business world. That's what it's all about. And you're going to hand someone a flimsy, pathetic, white business card that they're just going to throw away? Fuck that. No. Go to MyMetalBusinessCard.com. Get an actual metal business card. These are 0.5 millimeters stainless steel. You can get them in different colors. You can get different add-ons. You can put a bottle opener on your business card. And it works.
Now, I got a question.
All right, Danny Glover. What is your question?
Danny Glover, my name's Beefaroni.
Oh, shit.
I got a question.
Sorry, Beefaroni.
I'm thinking about starting a pasta sauce. All right. Business, okay?
Okay.
And I want those pasta sauces to taste like all sorts of flavors, not just spaghetti, but like strawberry and lemon lime pasta sauce.
Sounds like a great idea.
So I want to call it Beefaroni's Pasta Sauce Flavors.
Okay.
So how would I go about getting those on a business card so that people know who I am and what I am about?
Well, let me tell you what you do. You go to MyMetalBusinessCard.com.
Say what?
MyMetalBusinessCard.com. You tell them the About Last Night podcast sent you. About Last Night. And they will give you a discount. You can put Beefaroni's Pasta Sauce Flavors on a metal business card, hand them out to people, and make an impression so they remember you.
Okay.
Yeah. So everyone's going to know about your Beefaroni pasta sauce flavors.
Now, I got another question. What types of cards can I get them on? You mentioned bottle openers.
Yeah.
Are there other types?
Yeah. You could get dog tags. You can get business cards. If you're marrying Mrs. Beefaroni, you can get wedding invitations that are metal. Those are awesome.
Woo!
And listen, everyone, the guy who started this company is my buddy Craig. I knew him in high school. It's a solid company. It's a great company. Make an impression. Go to MyMetalBusinessCard.com. Tell me About Last Night podcast sent you. And now, back to the show. So, Brazil herpes.
Well done.
So much worse.
What? Wait, what?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, God. That was just sent right back into it.
That was my second.
Thank God you didn't come back with anything.
No. I mean, no. Lord knows I tried.
Did you? Were you
well,
successful?
I mean, listen.
There's got to be, you know, you mentioned American women with dwarf fetishes. Brazilian dwarf fetish, like, there's got to be some girl, like, you're, I mean, I would venture to guess there aren't too many little people walking around Brazil.
And here's the thing, Adam Ray. You know that my ass is damn perfect.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Damn perfect ass.
If there's only a few things I know in this world. I love candles.
Obviously.
I love mesh tank tops.
Who doesn't?
I love my family.
In that order.
Yep. And Brad Williams has a sweet, sweet ass.
He's got a great ass. Yes, I do.
Who was that?
I was trying to do Al Pacino.
I thought it was Tony the Tiger. He's got a great ass.
You thought my Al Pacino was Tony the Tiger?
Well, the way that you just said it.
That's my line from the movie. I think it was Scent of a Woman. He's got a great ass. Was it Scent of a Woman? I don't know. Someone's going to correct me on Twitter.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I thought.
I have a terrible Al Pacino.
By the way, Pacino,
right.
You know the guy who did Tony the Tiger, rest in peace, passed away recently.
He just died, yeah.
Why wouldn't they get Pacino?
Oh.
Hey, kid, let me ask you something. You like cereal? You like flakes?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Tiger.
Do you like them frosted?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sounds great.
Hoo-ah. Because let me tell you about Frosted Flakes. They're great!
That would be perfect.
That would be great.
Come on, Al. If you're going to go
what else are you doing?
and do an Adam Sandler movie and do a rap dance for what's something called a Dunkachino.
What?
You didn't see that?
No.
It's in the movie Jack and Jill.
He can't do it.
Al Pacino comes out and sings and does a fake commercial for Dunkin' Donuts. He says, I'm Al Pacino. I need you to try my new signature coffee, Dunkachino. That happened.
Oh, my God.
That's real. The fucking Godfather is out there doing
incredible.
Dunkachino. Come on, Al. What else are you doing?
All right, so you tried.
Yeah.
You tried with some of the ladies.
Tried, and they say the fastest way to learn a language is to just drop yourself off in the middle of the country and kind of like, so you're forced to learn a language.
Yeah, it's also the quickest way to get all of your shit stolen because you don't know how to navigate properly through the language barriers.
Here's what I say. You want to learn the language. Talk to a hooker.
Come for the beefaroni, stay for the pop tarts.
That's how you learn the language.
Are you
serious? Because you want to make sure that girl doesn't screw you over. So you talk to the hooker.
Oh my God!
And you learn that language quick.
Because if there's anyone who wants to get specific about what's being exchanged for money,
exactly, it's hookers and johns.
So you talk to a hooker.
Oh yeah, you know, it's just a. Yeah, it was just for language purposes.
Of course, just a casual conversation between two people trying to figure out what their dislikes and likes are.
Sure. I mean, I'm trying to ask her stuff about the country. Like, hey, the Christ statue above Rio, what's the best place to get to that? You know, what's the best way to get to that?
Sure.
And she is a hooker. She knows the streets. She obviously does.
She knows the streets.
I'm pretty sure that's what the GPS systems use. They just ask hookers, what's the best way to get
Hilarious.
To this place? And they know what to do. It works out. Perfectly.
Wow.
So that's all out. All
that's well, I'm glad you found a friend. I was gonna say, did you make any new friends? And
well, see, and also here's the thing. I was traveling with four guys. We're all sharing one hotel room.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah. So when you're if it's been a while and you want to, you know, let one out, you want to pop one off, it's kind of hard to masturbate with like three dudes in the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You kind of have to become a masturbation
also,
ninja.
Also, it's like anytime someone goes to the bathroom, you just assume that's what happens.
Right. You're like, all right.
Somebody's like, I'm gonna go take a shower. Cool, man. You just took one.
I missed a spot.
Yeah.
And that spot's on my dick, and I'm going to have to rub it really hard with my hand over and over again.
And the Brazilian soap.
With Brazilian soap.
And as you reach for the soap.
With guava?
Wow. If you could see Brad's face in anticipation of beating me to the with guava reference.
I knew it was coming, man.
God,
you threw up the alley-oop.
Dude,
I got to throw it down.
Your face, I don't think you've been that excited to do a show or to meet a nephew or niece. That was incredible. Well, I was hoping you would come back with just that amount of exciting recounts.
It was great. And
you recommend going to the World Cup.
Absolutely. Now, the next one is in Russia. So I don't know if
that's incredible. You know what? I am Russian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great grandparents are from Latvia.
Okay.
And I've been talking about wanting to go there. And,
there you go.
This might be the...
That's an excuse.
Yeah.
Because me and the World Cup group are like, all right, maybe we won't go to Russia, but we'll go to, like, Norway and then fly into Russia and then see, like, one or two games
all right.
and fly out.
We'll have to work on that trip.
There you go. That's the trip that's going to happen next, because the one after that, the World Cup after that is in Qatar, which, in the summertime, it's a nice, you know, 122 degrees.
Oh, Jesus.
So maybe you don't want to exactly
no
go to that
thanks.
One. Yeah. We'll pass on that one. Give me Putin. that's a new beefaroni flavor, by the way. Putin.
Give me Putin.
With guava.
What'd you do for the 4th?
For the 4th of July, I just went over to my mom's house. Had the family over.
Watch some Fullerton fireworks.
Watch some Fullerton fireworks, man. And that's not like a weird softball team. It's actually the Fullerton. It's Fullerton fireworks.
The Double A Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Yeah, exactly. Come out for the Fullerton fireworks. We got a Freddy firework bobblehead doll for you today. Oh yeah.
It's going to be a great day for baseball here in Fullerton. The whole team's out. Here's the starting lineup for your Fullerton fireworks. In left field, it's Jacoby Jubag.
Jacoby Jubag.
In center field, it's Tits McGillicuddy.
Jubag's got a great arm.
In right field, it's Gonorrhea Stapleton. At third base, it's David Capricate. At shortstop, it's the Cat in the Hat. At second base,
Mike Myers.
At second base, it's Laptop Stinson. At first base, it's Black Guy Come. And behind the plate, of course, is Nipple Twist.
And that's not just the name of his famous speedball, the Nipple Twist.
And on the mound, of course, for your Fullerton fireworks is Sweet Sassy Jassy Midget Ass. Space Jam Tits.
As you do. By the way, that's a great improv game.
Yeah.
Is to create a fake. You're given a great a fake Double A team, and you have to create the starting lineup.
There you go. And just go and just go off with names and make that happen. So if you're looking for a fun party game to play with everyone.
If you don't have Chef Clue.
If you don't have Chef Clue or Cards Against Humanity, all you got to do is make up your own damn minor league baseball team starting lineup and make sure all the players have to have a body part that's not exactly appropriate.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I definitely went to tits and cum a lot of those.
Yeah, you did.
Those players.
Yeah, so yeah. Tank Johnson, everyone. Tank Johnson is a designated hitter.
And so it's just a body part?
Yeah, you do a body part and then a last name that doesn't make sense.
Testicles Frazier.
Testicles Frazier. That sounds like a very exotic dessert that you can get in Brazil.
Yeah.
I know you guys just had the steak, but would you like to end your evening with a little Testicles Frazier?
Benjamin Schaff. speaking of Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
I was in Tahoe for the 4th of July.
Oh, cool.
Doing stand-up.
There you go.
The Lake Tahoe Improv, and played Cards Against Humanity. Never played it before. Incredible. Mm-hmm. It's like apples to apples, but dirty.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Great game.
Met some awesome people that are from San Jose that we party with at barbecue.
Nice.
Tahoe, let me just say, shows were great. Tahoe is like if you're not in Brazil for the 4th of July, being in Lake Tahoe, it's like the biggest lake destination.
Yeah.
Families, I mean, people just coming out to the party, a lot of young people. Met a dude. We were walking in the elevator, brought Mark Serratella, friend of the show.
Friend of the podcast.
Comic. My opener as of late. And we're in the elevator, and we had some banter with this dude. And he starts telling us about this DUI story that was just super funny. And then we're following him as he's walking through the casino. And all of a sudden, I just was like, hey, man, you got to come to the show tomorrow. Where the comic's like, no shit, man, I love comedy, all this shit. Then we start texting with him. Later that night, he goes, he texts us at like 10 a.m., goes, I won 26 grand last night. What are you guys doing? And we're like, coming to hang. We go out on his boat. We hang out on his boat for most of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, in the middle of nowhere, out on Lake Tahoe.
And this then, is a guy, and this is a guy you just met.
We met him in the elevator like 24 hours prior.
Dude, that's what comics do. We do things with strangers because we're out.
Dude.
And, like, you just met this guy but in an elevator that just won $20,000 at a blackjack table. You're like, yeah, I'm going to go on a boat with this guy by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. So then we go back that night, and I sat down stoned at the blackjack table and watched him lose like 40 grand.
Wow.
And Brad, it was fucking insane, man. Like, it was. I've always watching a documentary on gambling because he was so. First of all, the guy's an incredible card player.
Yeah.
So every card that's getting flipped, he's like reacting to because he knows what's coming.
Okay.
And,
he lost 40 grand. He obviously knows what's coming. He was a loft that night.
He thought he was playing Uno.
Yeah.
And so.
Blackjack? What the shit?
Yeah. I thought I was going to draw a four with blue. And so then we leave. He's bummed.
Yeah.
And then get a text again early in the morning saying, won 68 grand from sports bets. So then we go meet up with him again, comes to the show. We go out drinking. It was. Man, but just what it really called, and why I bring this up, is gambling. I don't know, man. I guess there's certain games that I've played blackjack before, not for anything more than like 40 or 60 bucks.
Yeah, yeah, just kind of throw down.
But man, watching that amount of money be laid on that table and disappear in a matter of seconds was fucking.
Because you're like, that's a good year for me.
I was scrounging for the meal tickets for the cafeteria for the rest of the week to eat, and here was thousands of dollars just disappearing in front of my face.
Oh my god! And like you said, it's not even your money.
No,
and you're still now. Did this look like a guy that had that kind of money to lose, or was this like?
No, he's
okay.
But I think still the idea of losing. It's just,
right.
You know, nobody likes.
It's still $68,000.
Nobody likes to lose.
No.
Which is the slogan for Frosted Flakes. Nobody likes to lose. They're great.
Thanks, Al.
Nobody likes to lose Frosted Flakes. Such an aggressive slogan.
Well, I mean, you and I both have had some fun in the last few weeks, as we talked about on one of the previous podcasts. You went out to the Bahamas. You saw an NBA Finals game. I was at Bonnaroo.
Did a movie in Bonnaroo.
Yeah. So we've had a crazy whirlwind month. By the way, I want to say a big thank you to Brent Morin. For coming in.
Filling in.
Yeah, filling in for
me. Did you listen to that episode?
I listened. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
I loved the first season of Undateable.
Yeah, totally.
I hope they come back for season two.
I know, man. All those guys.
Brent was so talented. And I would text him, like, dude, you can act.
Yeah.
Because, like, Homeboy's good on that show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really
man.
Good.
Yeah.
So, big thanks to Brent Morin. Please follow him on Twitter at Brent Morin. And, but now that we've done sort of our. Gone out and done our fun sort of vacation things. We're now back to it.
To business, man. I'm in town for 3 weeks, which hasn't happened. I don't think since last year, man.
Really?
And it feels weird, but I'm like stoked to actually be here for a weekend.
Sure.
By the way, I think we're going to go to. I was texting with our buddy, friend of the show, Chris D'Elia, because he was posting really funny pictures of him in his pool. And I was like. Your pool looks magical, like something you would win at a taping of The Price is Right. And he said, come swim. And I said, I'm in Tahoe. And I said, next weekend. So do you leave town?
I'm in Denver. But we'll figure it out. Trust me, I will bust out my Brazilian Speedo. And I will go to Chris D'Elia's house. And I will be there.
He would love that.
With my Brazilian Speedo. Be like, hey. This is how I roll. Listen, Chris.
You would probably get a secute out of him.
I hope so, my friend. I hope
that's
so.
That's a T-shirt. That's a D'Elia T-shirt waiting to happen, by the way. You in a Speedo on a shirt and secute. Yeah.
We'll have to hit him up about that. Now, I know we got to wrap this up. Do you have other shows coming up?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm in town for 3 weeks, and then the next time I hit the road is the San Francisco Punchline, July 23rd through the 26th.
There you go.
This place called the Laugh House in Kokono, India. Indiana?
In India. You got to get some shots, brother.
When you're going to stay at the Laugh House in Kokono, India, how is the humor going to translate to the other people?
By the way, let's just say that's Indian Al Pacino doing the Indian version of Frosted Flakes.
Indian Al Pacino. They're great.
That was my attempt at doing Indian and Al Pacino. I have no idea how it went.
Wow. You know. Somebody's head exploded somewhere.
So you're going to Indiana.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to India. You're not going to do the comedy at the Bali Punchline. No, you're not going to do that. Punchline.
I would like to go to India, though. I have a lot of Indian friends.
Sure. Be fun. Good food.
That's all I say.
Oh, my God. The worst travel agent ever. Somebody sits down. They go, hi, I'd like to go to India. Sure. Good food. Good food. Anything else you want to add?
Sure. With guava?
They're like, who the fuck is this guy? I would never cut it as a travel agent. I'm like,
that was incredible. I'm like, sure. Good food. That's all you had to offer.
Like,
that.
I'm like one of those Geico commercials, and they're like, yeah, that makes about as much sense as a midget running a travel agency.
Yo, that's funny.
Well, if you're in, what city is that? In Indiana?
Yeah, Indiana. Kokono, Indiana. Kokono, just go to AdamRayTV.com for all my tour date info. I'll be in town, though, for 3 weeks at the Laugh Factory, the Comedy Store, the Ice House a lot.
You'll see.
So check out all the dates there. Pick up my album, of course. Still on the website, Pop
Dart Suicide.
There it is. For now, it's that, you know, you got to get that now before my next album, Come for Beefaroni.
Come for Beefaroni, stay for the Pop Tarts.
Yeah. just posted a new video on my YouTube page, which is the first animated music video that I've done, and it's called Baby I Tried, and you got to check it out.
Which is hilarious.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. It was fucking funny.
Thanks, man. Catchy song, too, right?
Very catchy.
Which, by the way, I've came up with another music video idea that I want for you and I to do, dressed up as Mario and Luigi.
Done.
Details to follow.
Done.
And I have friends who are comedian dancer girls that are like dope choreographers that will choreograph a fucking incredible dance for us.
Oh, I'm all about that. I mean, sold.
I was telling someone the other day how like I put all this time and money into my videos, and the one of you doing Gangnam got 40,000 in like 2 days, and how just like I was like, all right, like I can keep trying to be original and clever, or I can do that and combine it with Bradley Dancer.
Ah, there you go. That's what we like. Check you out on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy, on Instagram Adam Ray 33.
Thank you.
Me, Fort Worth, Texas. Me,
Brad.
Me, Fort Worth, Texas.
Sure.
I'm coming.
Good food.
good food in Fort Worth. July 17th through the 19th, I'll be at Hyenas in Fort Worth, Texas. Love that club. Kansas City, Missouri, I'm coming to you July 24th through the 27th. Going to be at the Improv. I'm going to go out to...
Talking about barbecue.
Yeah. Oklahoma Joe's, Jack Stacks.
Nice.
Those are the two best places. I always go there, so I'm going to have some fun in Kansas City. And then San Antonio, Texas, July 31st through August 3rd, I'm going to be at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club. Love that club. So come out and see me and follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad and on Instagram at Brad Williams Comic. And as always, go to the About Last Night Podcast homepage, aboutlastnightpodcast.com. Click on the Amazon banner. That'll take you to Amazon.com. Shop as normal. And then you don't get charged anything else, but what you do is you send some money. Yeah, I said doo-doo. Drink five. What you will do is send us a little bit of money from your purchases. Doesn't cost you a thing. So make sure you click on that Amazon banner at aboutlastnightpodcast.com. Have we covered it all, Adam Ray?
We've covered it all. We've covered it all. Subscribe to the podcast, on iTunes. We've got a lot of great guests coming up, like John Stamos, Melissa McCarthy, Tom Arnold, Theo Vaughn, and Al Pacino.
Oh, yeah. My last podcast is great.
Oh, maybe I should have practiced.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here. and it's funny. And I love you.